This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew and Mike Rakebrandt. And special guest, John Stubbins, host of Indivisible with John Stubbins on the Hunt Channel. Real quick, we got a lot to talk about. We are red hot rolling. This is January 18th, 2025, 2 days before the inauguration of our 47th president. Anyways, Walt, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Doing pretty well, thank you. How are you guys?
Outstanding. Mike, how are we doing? I know you've been busy the past couple hours.
Doing great, brother. Glad to be here.
Outstanding. And John, who's hanging out in his hotel room just outside Washington, D.C., how are we doing tonight, sir, even though we've been hanging out all day?
Oh, it's been a busy, busy day, but it's been a great day. Spent some time with Patriots today, including you.
Yes, sir.
And I heard Mike Rakebrandt's on the show?
Yep.
How you doing,
yes,
Mike?
Sir. I'm doing great, sir. It's great to talk to you again.
Been a while, man. Look, we got a lot going on here this evening. Things are starting to move.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, first order of business, we want to remember the men and women of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Deputy Sheriff Jesus Fargas of the Brazoria County, Texas Sheriff's Office. End of watch, January 15th, 2025. His killer is DOA. Also, we want to remember Sergeant Mark Butler of the Navstoa, Texas Police Department. End of watch, also January 15th, 2025. His killer fortunately died in a car crash. Anyways, once again, we do have John Stubbins here, but we have some breaking news. Mike Rakebrandt and John came across some information, but Mike Dunn has due diligence. He did verify this story. Without any further ado, Mike, take it away.
Alrighty. So there's been a lot of internet buzz this evening about the inauguration on Monday and whether or not it actually even happened at the Rotunda in the Capitol. So the buzz is that it's most likely going to get moved to the White House itself because it's the most secure building in D.C. The fear is, an incredible threat is, that there are currently over 1,000 camp-trained terrorists in the country, al-Qaeda camp-trained terrorists. For those who don't know, we call these guys Fedayeen. They're a different kind of fighter. They fight to the death. They're very, very well-trained. They do not stop. I fought them in Ramadi. They're extremely motivated, extremely well-trained, extremely well-armed and equipped. That being said, there's also confirmed that there were at least 6 MANPAD type rocket systems brought across the southern border at some point. That's at least 6. There's different numbers out there, but from what I'm being told, it's at least 6 that came across. These would be like anything from like an anti-tank missile on up to an anti-aircraft missile. So there's a lot of concern about where these guys are, what the plan is, whether or not we're going to see like a swarm style terrorist attack, something similar to Mumbai or October 7th. You know, in the Capitol area on Inauguration Day. So that's why they're looking at now moving this to the White House and canceling the watch party at the Capitol One Arena so that there's not these large crowds that they would have to target. That's the what's coming out right now.
Yeah, and Mike, I'll add to that. It's alleged, and we'll use that word a lot probably in this show, alleged that these rockets are from the Ukraine. And isn't that a big stab in the back, you bastards? Excuse my French.
Well, I mean, the Ukrainian weapons, all the weapons we're sending there, over half the weapons being sent there are being resold on the black market. So we have, you know, China buying them. Russia's obviously capturing them. But, you know, they're going to reverse engineer these things and figure out how our systems work, all that stuff. But a lot of these things are hitting the black market. And from what I'm told, a significant portion of those being bought are being sent to the Middle East, exactly to al-Qaeda, the Taliban, wherever these fighters.
Sure. Houthis.
Yeah,
you know.
Houthis.
But I tell you what, it burns my hide because, you know, you see what Biden did with these people. How many trillions of dollars or billions of dollars have we already spent on these people? And you're going to stab us in the back like this and let those weapons get out of your hands or sell those weapons or God knows what they've done. But you bring up a great point, Mike, the way that these fighters are, and we kind of mentioned it beforehand. Reminiscent, if you know your World War II history, folks, reminiscent of World War II with the Japanese.
Yes.
You probably remember kamikaze pilots, where these guys, they have no problem giving up their life and dying. They're going to go to the death. So you might as well be prepared for that. And a lot of our people just aren't prepared for that. And that's how they know that. See, they know that. And you better wake up out there, little snoozies. Wake up.
Yeah, these guys are, listen, we had them in Ramadi. These guys would tie their legs together so that even if they had a moment of fear, they wouldn't get up and run. You know, they would tie their legs together so they could stay there and keep fighting. You know, suicide bombers, all that, they all come out of the same class. You know, they take an oath to the death. They're going to fight the jihad to the death, and they mean it, and they will.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just got to say this. I work with Tom Homan, and we've got over 3 million gotaways at that border. I was talking about this earlier today. Okay, this is basically the gist of it. Think about 9/11, folks. Just put yourself, close your eyes. Remember 9/11. I know it's been a while, but remember, okay? We're supposed to remember 9/11, aren't we? Okay, let's do that for a moment. Take a moment out of your day and think about it. What was it? 20 people pulled off that deal? Okay, you're talking about 20 people versus 3 million gotaways. And these are not all cartel members. These are not all from Mexico or Brazil or, you know, Guatemala. A lot of these guys are from the Middle East, and they're not here to assimilate.
Right. I mean, prior to the October 7th attack in Israel, Al-Qaeda trained over 10,000 people to fight this jihad against the U.S., and those numbers are supposed to be split between Europe and the U.S. to attack U.S. interests in Europe and attack us here. You know, and that's prior to October 7th. So they've had quite a long time to get these guys planted in here, to form sleeper cells, to get them all the equipment, facilitate all the planning, and put them in position to just absolutely wreak havoc.
Exactly.
You know, this would be 9/11 times 1,000, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm going to tell you, with those sheer numbers, I'm telling you, folks, look, you know, you think about Revolutionary War times. You want to go back further in history? It might come to that again, because with that many people on our soil that want to do us harm, if they're all organized, boy, we're in for a big fight here, okay? And again, like Mike said, these guys aren't going to lay down and play footsie with you. They're going to go to the death. This is not a game, folks. And the damn, they've tried to kill our president. They're looking for any opportunity to take President Trump out. But in doing so, like you mentioned, our infrastructure, whether it's our legacy. Look, I talked to Dr. Peter Pry, who is one of the foremost experts on not only our electrical grid, but EMP device being set off, our water supply, just every possible target. And I'm going to tell you something right now, people. They're going to come after it. And if you understood what I know, you would be shaking your boots to understand. You take an EMP, I'll just give you one example. Take an EMP device and set it off over Washington, D.C. And within 60 days, 90% of the population's gone.
Yep.
Gone.
Yes.
One EMP device. Because everything comes to a standstill. You're not going to get water. It's not going to come out of your refrigerator. I mean, nothing. Okay? Forget your devices. Yeah, everything's done. And people don't realize. People just have no idea. We're so spoiled in this country. We better wake up and understand what's down the pike and what's coming. And these guys are doing it right behind our backs right now, planning like these cells, like you said. I know you got some thoughts on that, Scoop.
Yep, I do. But before I give my thoughts, Mike, these missiles, are they American missiles or we buy them overseas and give them to the Ukraine?
Well, we probably gave them to the Ukraine.
These are American missiles.
That they're going to use on us.
Right. Anyways, we come back. We got more on the situation in Washington, D.C. with Mike Rakebrandt, Walter Yerkue, John Stubbins, and yours truly, Scoop Stan. We'll be right back.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Tanilla's Instagram account. Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back with Walter Yerkue, Mike Rakebrandt, and John Stubbins. Anyways, we're going over some information that we got that we did verify. There are some missiles that we gave, American weaponry, we gave to Ukrainians, who then put it on the black market and sold it to the bad guys. Also, we have verified that we have approximately 1,000 people in town to possibly do some harm. But, Mike, has this all been verified?
Yeah, the missiles were brought across the southern border. None recovered as of yet. At least six, probably more, along with a lot of other military-grade weapons brought across that border over the last couple of years that haven't been recovered yet. And at least 1,000, that's the confirmed number, at least 1,000, it could be more, that are here already in our borders, in our cities, waiting for the word to go out and wreak havoc.
Right. And these are verified from a very reputable source.
Very, very high sources. Yeah, very, very. These are very, very highly placed people. Great patriots, you know, brothers of mine, and very well placed. They would know. They would know. They can answer a lot of questions you probably be asking. You know, but they're very, very well placed. And this is all verified information.
Right. Because we don't want to put out conspiracy theories. Because, I mean, everything we put out, we've been right. So, you know, that's why we want to verify that we put out is the gospel truth. John, you want to say something?
Well, I was going to say that is why you have to use, at the moment, the word alleged.
Right.
Not that I'm not trusting these sources, but like I said, I even texted my friend James Rosen this evening. He's a White House chief correspondent for Newsmax. He hasn't heard anything yet. Okay. I sent a message to General Flynn. Haven't heard back from him. You know, I need more confirmation before I'm going to dig deeper with my heels. But that being said, Tom Homan is a brother. I'll do anything to help Tom. He knows that. We're working with Tom. We've worked with, you know, people like Victor Avila, who works on his team, Border 911, Jason Jones, who's Newsmax chief border correspondent. And I can tell you right now, folks, and I've kept this really quiet, but one of the members of my team, and we do investigative work through my show, Indivisible, but we do investigative journalism, and we're proud of that, like the Adam Schiff investigation, which I'll get into later, the weatherization program, high treason, all that. But this last week, one of my guys helped thwart a suitcase bomb attack for this inauguration. And he's closely monitoring another suitcase bomb. So trust me when I tell you it's going on while you're sleeping soundly. But you better wake up because it's happening right underneath your nose.
So,
yeah, 100%.
So why have we heard about this suitcase bomb in coming to D.C.?
Because we kept it quiet. Oh. Like people like me don't run their mouth. Oh. I'm saying it now because we're at that point. The inauguration is in 2 days.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
It's baked in the cake at this point if something's going down. Now, I know that one of the concerns of the Secret Service right now, for instance, is the range where a rifle could hit the president being outdoors. I think it's a wise move with all that's going on to get him from out in the open. I think that's just pure stupidity to have ever even considered. I mean, my God, they've already tried to kill him. Why would you put him out in the open? Not that we're, it's not about being scared. It's about being smart. Use your brain, common sense.
Right.
100%.
Right. But, you know, let me pass it over to the voice of reason. Walter, do you think we're overreacting or should we have some concern?
I can't hear real well. You guys broke up.
Oh, I said, you are the voice of reason. You are always level-headed for everything. That's why we love you on the show. But should we be concerned, or are we overreacting? Or should we just, you know, just let the chips fall where they may?
It's not a question of the chips fall where they may. I believe that, you know, there are enemies, and enemies in Washington, as in every other major city. Now, with the world's eyes on Washington over the next 48 hours, you know, security, of course, is a huge, huge concern, a giant concern.
Right,
I'm sure there's a lot that we don't know, and we're not going to know, and nobody's going to tell us. And I've always believed in, well, you know, we kind of hire people to do this. And if they take care of it, I don't need to know. Many, many, many years ago, when the U.S. shot down two MiGs out over the Middle East, the phone call to Ronald Reagan at 3 o'clock in the morning, he said, are any of my guys hurt? And the commander told him no. He hung up the phone, went back to sleep. So I think we just... I truly believe whatever comes will be dealt with. Whatever comes will be dealt with.
Oh, no doubt.
It was unfortunate that, you know, the lone wolf, you know, that stupid kid in July in that moron at the golf course were isolated, stupid incidents where these guys may have looked up, you know, ISIS nonsense on the internet, and, you know, people are trying to make a connection, and nobody's ever made a connection with that. That shows how inept the Secret Service has been. But I'm rest assured with the phone calls that Mr. Trump has made since the 5th of November, since the 6th of November, all around the world, he's put them on notice. He's put them on notice. And as soon as he says, I do, and shakes hands to become the president of the United States, these guys' buttholes are going to be puckering.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think that, I hope not. I hope not. But I don't think there's a chance in hell of enemy rockets landing in the White House in a day and a half. I just don't think. Mr. Trump has more juice between November 6th and now than Biden has had in his 50 years of his alleged political service.
Ain't that the truth?
They fear Mr. Trump. Okay.
Yeah,
this man, Mr. Trump, if something does happen in Washington, I'm sure, as God is my witness, there are plans installed to eliminate and make those countries look like L.A. and the East Coast combined. So I don't think that they are going to risk their entire livelihood to wipe him out. They're better off working with him than of trying to kill him.
Well, they keep trying. And, you know, and I blame Biden. I blame Obama, Harris, all these idiots. And I got to tell you, they've left us in a really bad situation. Even going back to Afghanistan, leaving all the tools over there and equipment over there that's now being used against us, right?
Right.
I mean, Biden, I mean, he's going to go out the door and try to screw everything up the best that he can. But we've been left in a tough situation. Secret Service being inept. Total overhaul needing to be done. And if I'm President Trump and his closest, you know, team members inside the inner circle, I don't trust the Secret Service right now. Not until we've done the revamping. It's really a sketchy situation all the way around with these weapons, what the people's intentions are, who's been paid off, who's on the take. It's scary. And our national security, yeah, we respond, we're going to hit them hard. There's no doubt about it. But the damage that can be done, that's the part that you got to at least consider so you can plan for, you know.
Right. Mike, any closing thoughts on this situation?
I think the suitcase bomb plots are not surprising at all. It's a easy way to kind of transport one, get it in close. But I think Walt's right in some sense in that the amount of security there right now, the amount of, and you have, 5,000 plus guard members there on top of everybody else. I think there's a very, very strong presence there, but I would still not put this past them. These are very, very well-trained and very devious people. They're very intelligent. They're very good at getting in places they shouldn't be. They really are.
They're willing. And like Mike said, Mike, you said they're willing to die.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyways, 100%. real quick, Trump did land at Dulles in the dark tarmac, but right now everything, inaugural balls and the thing for tomorrow, the Trump rally tomorrow, is on. So you decide. We'll come up. We'll talk about more about the inauguration and the upcoming Trump administration. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. All of the nation's living presidents will be at Donald Trump's inauguration Monday. Here's Greg Clugston.
When the outgoing Biden administration gives way to the incoming Trump administration on Monday, former presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama will be there to witness the peaceful transfer of power. The former first ladies also will attend, except for Michelle Obama. It'll be the second such gathering in under 2 weeks. All of the living presidents attended this month's state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter here in Washington. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
Well, meanwhile, Mr. Trump says he will most likely give TikTok 90 more days to work out a deal that would allow the popular video sharing platform to avoid a U.S. ban. Also, at townhall.com, just plain cold weather across a large part of the United States, and it's going to get worse in the next few days. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
It's going to be very, very wintry in nature, very cold temperatures, well below normal temperatures, even here for the middle of January. And we're going to have certainly a winter storm threat as well. That just takes us into Inauguration Day itself.
South Korea's impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol has been formally arrested days after being apprehended at his presidential compound. He now faces possible imprisonment over his ill-fated declaration of martial law just 1 month ago. Yoon's arrest early Sunday in Seoul could mark the beginning of an extended period in custody for him lasting months or even more. Kenya has deployed more than 200 more police officers to Haiti, part of the Kenya-led multinational force to curb gang violence. Kenya has more than 600 troops in Haiti now. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts.
If pain is affecting your life, I've got the perfect New Year's resolution for you. Make 2025 the year of feeling good again. The year of moving better, sleeping better, feeling more alive. Do it with Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Over a million of us have turned to Relief Factor. Feel the difference it can make in your life. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than $1 a day. Just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less, and every day you feel better is a day you live better. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, make 2025 the year of feeling good again. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start today. Just go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
In the spirit of 1776, here's your chance to own a piece of history and show your commitment to liberty and justice. Introducing the beautiful high-quality leather wallet, crafted with precision and pride, featuring the official Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association bronze badge on the inside. This isn't just a wallet. It's a bold statement of your values. Made with premium leather, it's built to last, just like the principles of our founding fathers. Don't wait. This is a limited edition. Once they're gone, they're gone. For $760, you can carry the spirit of 1776 with you wherever you go. Visit CSPOA.org to secure yours today. True patriots, don't wait. Get your CSPOA leather wallet now and join the movement to honor our Constitution and protect our freedoms. The badge and wallet for the CSPOA is a symbol of membership and should be used to indicate that affiliation rather than for any official or professional purposes.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Experience the untamed spirit of the American West with Range Magazine. Each issue is a visual journey featuring award-winning photography and compelling stories that capture the heart of ranching and rural life. Stay informed on the challenges and triumphs of those who live and work on the land. Subscribe today and receive quarterly editions delivered to your doorstep, and join a community that cherishes the enduring legacy of the Western frontier. Visit rangemagazine.com to subscribe.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We got Walter Yerkew, Mike Rakebrandt, and John Stubbins, host of Indivisible with John Stubbins. Anyways, we went from one part of Washington, D.C. to another. Early this week, Secretary of Defense nominee Pete Hegseth and Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi testified before Congress and got grilled. And they were told, they were asked a whole bunch of gotcha questions where the answer had to be, had to be yes or no. And my thing, I thought they were just, playing politics, saying, Senator, well, this, that, and other thing. And my thing was either answer yes or no, because the Democrats are not going to vote for you. But Walter has a different take. Walter, should have they said yes or no, or should they play their political games?
It's not that they're playing political games. The yes or no questions aren't yes or no questions. They are gotcha questions or future gotcha questions that they could use in the future if they say yes or no now. If somebody says, why did you kill that person? Oh, did you kill that person? Now, rhetorically speaking, did you kill that person? Okay, it's not a yes or no question. You have to, because you're not going to be asked the questions on why or what the circumstances were. They just want to know if you killed them. See, so you got to kind of explain yourself. Now I'm talking on the witness stand. I'm not talking in the police station. You explain yourself on why and what your course of action was. So same thing here, and these Democrats, the men and the women are so inept on the way. If they ask a question, a yes or no question, which they did, they know they're not going to get a yes or a no answer. So they would have been better off had they practiced asking questions where the person would have to explain themselves in a certain way, not the way they wanted to explain their answer. You see, so I love the questions. I hate the rhetoric that goes along with these questions. The senators were saying, don't interrupt me while I'm asking the question. And Ms. Bondi is like, well, don't interrupt you when I'm giving you an answer. You see, so, if I was, Bondi or Hegseth or Tulsi or Governor Noem, I would turn around and ask, the senator, are you going to ask me another question? Now, that's a yes or no question, you say. You have to be smart when you're answering these kinds of questions. You have to be not radical. You need to be responsive with you are going to answer, not what the responses that they're seeking. Are you going to go after Liz Cheney? Now, I ask you, who the hell gives a crap about Liz Cheney? What they should be asking is how we're going to fight crime coming across the border, fight looting in L.A., fight looting in Asheville, North Carolina. These are the questions, how we're going to stop these gangs from infiltrating the cities and taking over buildings and stuff. That's what the guys should have been asking. Look at the rat's ass about Liz Cheney. She's useless.
Let me say something, Walter. Let me say something about it, because you bring up Shifty Schiff. Look, everybody knows we do investigative journalism through my show. One of our investigations is on Adam Schiff. We've been working with Chris Bish, and I've been working on this together. We've gone everywhere with this thing. It went viral. We've got Adam Schiff, okay? He is done for. As soon as they bring us on to testify, up on Capitol Hill. This thing's gone to the House Ethics Committee. It's gone to legal oversight. He won this race in the Senate. So is he trying to, he's trying to leave Congress, now go over to the Senate. Okay, so I was lucky. I was at the Washington Times party Friday night with WMAL, and I ran into Senator Ron Johnson's top guy at the Naval Memorial. This is Friday. And I had a long conversation with him, and I told him, Adam Schiff is not even allowed to be asking these questions. You want to know why? Because the whole idea of him sitting in the Senate now and before sitting in Congress, he's not even legally allowed to be there. And I've got all the evidence. He's finished. As soon as we testify, he's done. And I'm going to make it a, and I'm going to make it a point to let every American know, and I'm going to rub his nose in it. And I'm not trying to be an ass here, but this guy has caused President Trump, my friend Carter Page, General Flynn, Roger Stone, so many people, and the American taxpayer, how many hundreds of millions, if not billions, on this Russia hoax nonsense that they keep perpetuating, and this guy has the nerve to get in front of the cameras and act like he's tough with anybody being sworn in? You've got to be kidding me. This guy's a joke, and he is a liar. He is a thief, and he is a felon, and he is not allowed to be sitting in Congress. And I'm going to tell you right now, people, the best thing you could do is get on the horn and call your congressman and call your senator and say, we want him out. We want law and order, and we're not going to allow people to do this and not be held accountable any longer. Enough.
Right. Well, John, here's the thing. You want, you know, we all know Schiff is a crook. We all know he probably should be behind bars. But who's going to put him behind bars? You're talking about the swamp here.
I'm going to go see. I'll tell you what. Not only am I just told you, I talked to Ron Johnson.
Right.
Ron Johnson's a guy I believe in. Okay? I believe he'll do something. I believe Pam Bondi will do something. I bet you this. If I sat down right now with President Trump, after all the crap that he went through because of this one idiot, you don't think President Trump wants him held accountable? I do.
Oh. But will he be able to do it again?
I'm going to push it as far as I can push it. And if they decide to tell me, John, we want you to stand down, if President Trump tells me that,
right,
fine. But I'm going to tell you, folks, if that's the case, you can forget any semblance of law and order in this country anymore.
Right.
Because nobody's going to be held accountable for anything.
Right. But John, I totally agree with you. He should be held accountable, along with Fauci and 99% of the people here. But like we say on the show all the time, Mike and Walter can attest to this, nobody goes to jail in D.C.
That's got to change.
Well, we don't know if it'll change. Will it change?
It better.
Well, you know, this is Trump's second term. You know, as much as I do have faith and hope in Pam Bondi, I've been living here for 15 years and, you know, went through the first Trump administration and, you know, nothing was done.
No, you're right. You're right.
Look at Hillary Clinton. You know, all the evidence against her. And, you know, the Trump rallies, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up.
Yeah.
And
oh,
then,
yeah.
Why did he just give up at the end?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's a great question. And I'd like to ask President Trump that question.
Right.
Straight up. I'd like to ask him that question one-on-one. You're absolutely right. But guess what? Just because somebody else, it's like my dad used to say, if Timmy goes down and jumps off the bridge, does that mean you're going to do it? You don't do, look, it takes courage when you're the one guy standing alone and 100 other people are standing on the other side of the rope saying that you're the bad guy. We don't believe in what you believe. I mean, think about it. Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
Of course I do.
Okay. Well, if 500 people stood on one side of a rope and said, "You're by yourself, pal. What are you going to do now? Because we're going to come after you. Are you afraid?"
All right, we'll come back. We'll finish up with 705 Radio with Walter, Mike, and John Stubbins.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Mr. President.
Senator from Kentucky.
Reserving the right to object, I lived for 4 months in Asheville, worked at the VA hospital, so I have fond feelings for Western North Carolina. But the thing is the reason why we won't do this in a responsible way is because the Senate voted to send all your money to Ukraine. I mean, they voted to send $200 billion to Ukraine. I've been all over the mountains of Appalachia when I ask people, would you rather that your senators take care of you here in Asheville or here in Pikeville, here in Appalachia, or would you rather them send your money to Ukraine? I don't get anybody wanting to send a penny to Ukraine. Look, you can have all kinds of sympathy in the world for Ukraine, hostility towards Russia being the aggressor nation, but we don't have the money. We're $2 trillion in the hole. Interest this year is going to be $1 trillion. And as far as passing this, I'm willing to let it pass today. He's going to object to passing his own bill today simply because it gets paid for. I'm willing to let the bill pass, but take some of the fluff and boondoggle subsidies from the Green New Deal and put it into here. The money's sitting here. We put it into here for disasters. We help Asheville today.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Anyways, while I was sitting here talking to Mr. Stubbins in his palatial and tastefully decorated hotel room, I did get a chance to look at the Instagram account of our spokesmodel, Danella Rodriguez. Follow her on Instagram. She changed her Instagram account. It's Danella Rodriguez with an S, not a Z, dot model. It's Danella Rodriguez dot model. Also, if you go on the website, I also posted a picture of myself buying her calendar and open up and seeing such calendar, and it's pretty funny. She appreciated it. And also, this segment is sponsored by Mammoth Nation. We are an affiliate of Mammoth Nation. Go on 75radio.com. Click on the Mammoth Nation link. Anyways, we got our last segment, and I got nothing prepared unless I want to talk about either Danella, the calendar, or Mike talking about my alleged G-string. Mike, you got anything for the If you saw John's face, Mike, you got anything to close us out?
First of all, don't do that to Mr. Stubbins. He's a great patriot, amazing broadcaster. I love the show, brother, and you shouldn't do that to him.
Man,
he's a national treasure. Don't do that to him. Don't do that to him. That's, no, you know, we all know you have it. We all know you're wearing it.
Just, come on. John, over the summer, I went to I got invited to a pool party with a friend of mine, a friend of Alessandro's, and I was promoting this pool party for a pool party for charity. And I kept promoting. And then Mike, one day, out of the blue, said, hey, Scoop, are you going to be wearing your bedazzled G-string at this thing? I was like, no. And meanwhile, the girl that's put on the pool party, she had to hear all this. So then for the entire rest of the summer, it was like, Scoop, you got your bedazzled G-string on? And then on the birthday show, I had people that were at said pool party try to verify that I wore normal clothes, which they did not. So it was the funniest it was a funny segment. In fact, it was the funniest insult for the entire year of 2024.
Question's going to be how long till that'll ride and let that go.
Probably when I'm in the ground. Anyway, John, Yeah, so anyways, John, you know, it's been hanging out with you the past 2 days. You know, it's just been an absolute blast just hanging out. And think about you, like, you know, we met like once before at the thing up at the Trump golf course. But then.
Oh, you're talking about the event I threw up at Trump National?
Yeah.
How'd you like that event?
Loved it.
Hey, I brought in brothers Dave Bray. I had Jay Edwards. I had Mark McKay. Great music, right? I had General Flynn. I had my friend Ken Paxton, Attorney General from Texas. I had my buddy Tom Homan. I mean, I had great speakers, right?
Right.
Well, let me just tell you, I got a little curveball here for you. And he's probably somewhere between here and the moon right now. But happy trucker, if you're out there listening, just understand, my friend, that the green energy incentives – Barack Obama's shovel-ready jobs crap, which broke off into the weatherization program. Happy truckers out there rolling around somewhere. And don't worry, buddy. We haven't forgotten you. I just want to let you know that we've been picking this thing apart, as you know, saving the evidence, gathering our every little detail because it connects to a lot of these other investigations, just like our child trafficking investigations do, which is totally separate from somebody like Adam Schiff, you think, until you come to find out that a lot of these people are compromised when you get into the Congress or the Senate. So don't always accept the apple for what it looks like from the outside looking in. And happy trucker, brother, I'm going to give you a salute because you know what kind of rocky ride it's been. And how they've tried to shut us down. But I'm going to tell you, we're not going to forget it. And I'd like to bring him on at some point. We'll disguise him, you know, his actual, identity. But I'd like to talk with you guys and share with you guys that particular investigation because it's quite something.
So is he a trucker or somebody in the deep state?
No. He's not a deep state guy. We just call him Happy Trucker. He's just a smiley, happy guy. But he's a great guy. And him and his dad.
So is the I-75 serial killer.
Well, him and his father were actually behind the science of the weatherization program, which Barack Obama used under the Green Energy Incentives umbrella to steal money from the American taxpayer and take it right out of the back door of the U.S. Treasury, which he did. And they did it quite frequently to give all the money to their friends. But make no mistake about it, we understand, just because I know him and know what him and his dad did, but they're behind the original science to the weatherization program, which is quite fascinating. But the Democrats obviously decided to use it to steal money, and that's what they did.
Well, they always steal money. But anyways, breaking news. The score of the Detroit Lions-Washington Redskins game is now 44-28. Next week we'll have Charlie LaDuff to come on and talk about the unsuccessful season that the Detroit Lions have, beaten by the Washington Redskins. I refuse to call them Commanders. And they're playing in Detroit.
And don't forget, Monday night, inauguration night, you also got the national championship, Notre Dame and Ohio State down in Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta.
Yep, let's go Fightin' Irish.
Go Bucks!
No, we support the Fightin' Irish since since one of us likes to get drunk and show the green nipples at St. Patrick's Day parties. Anyways, I'll talk about that. that's another inside joke that made it on air. So, anyways, anybody have anything else before we head off in the sunset?
Just to touch on what John was talking about earlier with the Trump's first term, it's a much different animal this time. I mean, look at the way he did his cabinet picks, the way he even selected people. He learned his lesson from the first time. He had 4 years of Biden's disaster regime.
He sure did.
To really plan and really carefully pick and kind of map out what he was going to do. I think you're going to see a vastly, vastly different Trump this time around. I think it's going to be extremely effective. I mean, extremely effective.
I think it's going to be Mike, I agree with you. His decisions will be sharper and quicker because he's been there.
Yes, right. Exactly. And I think Schiff is probably going to go to jail along with a lot of other people.
We're not going to stop until we're going to do our best, buddy.
I'm willing to lay some money on that. Listen, I'm willing to lay some money that Schiff will not go to jail. Any takers?
You're just for you doing that. How dare you? That's like karma the other way. I get you, but
John, I would love nothing more than see Schiff hanging from the gallows for what he's done, for what he's dead.
Remember Jerry Maguire? Help me, help you.
Right. But
help me help you. Let's get this done.
Right. We got Fauci running around. Hillary Clinton's running around free. Bill Clinton's running around free. And so, anyways,
So are the scumbags that care. You know what kills me? And I got to say this before we get off because it always bothers me. You got all these people coming in from these countries that they claim are tearing their families apart and they're downtrodden and poor. They have no economic opportunity and, you know, this and that and cry me a river. But you know what always kills me? They're not carrying the stars and stripes across the border. They're carrying the flags of these countries that they supposedly hate. They don't assimilate. They come over here and destroy our colleges and, you know, stealth jihad from within. It's a bunch of nonsense. You know what? You don't like it here, get the hell out. And by the way, all these people from the Middle East that are going to school here, that's got to stop. I'm tired of you coming over here to our universities and getting educated and then go back to the Middle East and plan to destroy us. Sorry. Over.
All right. Anyways.
Yep.
Well, I'll give you the last word of this exciting event, exciting show for tonight. You are the voice of reason. Any final thoughts other than the Washington Redskins will be advancing into the NFC championships?
Well, you know, deep down, you know, I like the Lions. You know, they're the underdog. They've been the underdog for the past 60 Super Bowls because they've never been there. So, you know, they just come up a little bit short. The Jets, same thing. they've come up short for the last 56 Super Bowls.
Right.
So,
all right, breaking news. Breaking news right here on Sunfire Radio. Walter Yerkew and Charlie Duff agree on the same thing. You heard it first here on 75 Radio. They both support the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I'm starting to miss that guy.
Yeah, I want him to come on sometime to talk about the video I posted about the calendar featuring our spokesmodel. Anyways, for Walter Yerkew, Mike Rakebrand, and John Stubbins, this is Peter Scoopstander reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week.
For 75 Radio, for those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.